This evening we celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany, when the Magi from the East follow the star in order to find the newborn King and Messiah. It's a pretty well-known story, partly because of the popularity of the Christmas hymn that we sang, We Three Kings. But the significance of this event is actually very profound for a number of reasons. Firstly, the episode communicates to us that Jesus is the Savior, not just of the people Israel, but is Savior of the whole world. We know this because the Magi were not Jews from Israel. We're told that they were from the East, which meant that they were foreigners or Gentiles. And so their coming to Israel to search out the King of Israel tells us what Israel's identity is, that God intended that all peoples would find the one true God through Israel. So that all these nations who had their own gods would give up their own gods and would come to worship the one God of Israel. So that's what we see happening here. Even just a short time after the birth of Jesus, we see already people from outside of Israel coming to worship the newborn King of Israel. It's good for us to note that the church, which is the new Israel, has the same mission and identity, that the church is meant to be that place where all peoples will come in order to find their Savior and salvation. So that's why the missionary aspect of the church or evangelization is so important. If we aren't reaching out to people, inviting people to come and discover Jesus, the truth of Jesus in the Catholic Church, then we're not living as our Christian mission. God wants all people to be saved, and so he wants all people to be able to find Christ in the church. What I'd like to reflect on this evening is what I think is the shocking reaction that King Herod has and the people of Jerusalem have to the message of the Magi. So the Magi, not knowing where to find this newborn King of Israel, go to a very sensible place. They go to the biggest, most important city in Jerusalem, the place where the King of Israel is. They go to Jerusalem to inquire, where is this newborn King? They're probably a little bit stunned when they get there to realize that the people in Israel don't have a clue that the king whom they have been waiting for has been born. And it's that these outsiders come in and say, don't you realize what's going on? Your king, the king you've been waiting for 1,000 years since the death of King David, has been born. So it's good for us to think about this, that Israel was a people in waiting and often in exile, waiting for their Savior to come, their long-awaited Savior. They would have read and studied the words of the prophets that would have said that in time God is going to send a Savior for his people, that this is the Messiah that they're waiting for, the Christ, and that this Christ is going to be their king, who's not going to have a short rule, but he's actually going to be their ruler forever. The kingdom of David is never going to end under this new king. So this was the announcement that the Magi came to give. This is a really big deal. So it's just amazing to read the response. What's very interesting is nobody said, "We don't believe you. You must be mistaken. You're a foreigner. You're an outsider. What would you know?" Nobody says that. They all figure that it's true. And no one goes. Isn't that something? This the one whom they have been awaiting has been born. Nobody goes with the wise men to go and look for them. They send the wise men off themselves and say, "Let us know what you find." But then what else do we hear? The gospel writer tells us that when King Herod heard the Magi's message, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. So the word got out that these messengers from the east had discovered that this king whom they've been awaiting has been born, and everybody's troubled about it. It's good for us to reflect on why that is. Why would that be their reaction to something that they've been awaiting as a people for 1,000 years? Why would their reaction be troubled hearts? King Herod's reaction was one of deceit and violence. He tells the Magi that he too wants to go and worship the newborn king. So he sends them off. But then what does he do? He has all of the boys born in that region, 2 years old and younger, murdered. And there's historical evidence that this actually happened. So he is so fearful or threatened by the birth of the Christ that he tries to extinguish him, remove him. So why would people respond this way? You know, it's very interesting that we have this happening in Matthew's gospel, because we see similar comments made in the other gospels as well. We think about the Christmas story from Luke's gospel that we love so much, how Mary and Joseph went to the inn, but there wasn't room in the inn. They were rejected from there. It's a similar dynamic going on. The Holy Family arrives carrying the new Christ, but there's not room for him there. Pope Benedict makes this comment that he said there wasn't room for them in the inn because there wasn't room for them in the hearts of the people. St. John in his gospel says something very similar right in the first chapter of John. He says this, he says, "The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him." So the Gospels are very clear about this reality that this Savior awaited for 1,000 years was rejected by many. They had waited for him, but then when he gets there, they don't seem to want him. So why is this? Was on Herod's part, was it fear that his own power and authority and position would be diminished? Does King Herod feel threatened by this newborn king? Did he believe that the good things that he had in his life were going to be taken away? That all these things he enjoyed would be lessened because of the arrival of this king? What about the people of Jerusalem or the people of Israel who did not receive Jesus or welcome him with joy when he came? Were they worried that the Messiah was going to bring about change in their lives, in their families, in their communities? Were they worried that they themselves would have to change or be brought out of their comfort zones? If we're honest with ourselves, and this is where I have to be honest with myself too, I think it's very normal for us to experience resistance to God. For these very reasons, we think that if we let him in too much, then he might start turning the tables over in our hearts. He might invite us to think differently or act differently, have a new attitude, go out of our comfort zones. One thing I think is important to note is the difference between how the Herod and the people of Israel react to this amazing star and the birth of the newborn king, and the reaction of the Magi. The people of Israel are greatly troubled, while what are the emotions that the Magi are experiencing? Well, it says that when the star that they had seen at its rising precedes them, they were overjoyed at seeing the star. So they were joyful. It's good for us to see this. The people of Jerusalem were distressed. The Magi, finding the Christ, was overjoyed. So doesn't this show us what really happens when we welcome Jesus into our hearts? That what really happens is that he brings joy there, and that we discover something amazing and beautiful and meaningful, that actually he makes our life so much better than it was before. We all fear, and this is something that Pope Benedict actually said in his first homily when he became the Holy Father. He said, I'll just quote him. He said, if we let Christ enter fully into our lives, are we not afraid that he might take something away from us? Are we not perhaps afraid to give up something significant, something unique, something that makes life so beautiful? Do we not then risk ending up diminished and deprived of freedom? And the Pope says, no, if we let Christ enter into our life, we lose nothing of what's good and true and beautiful, but we only find it more. This is one of the comments that one of the fathers of the church made about King Herod. He said, King Herod, if only you would have welcomed the newborn king, he would have let you reign in peace for a long time. When we let Christ into our life, so many of the good things in our life he lets us keep, and they become better because we become less attached to them, we cling to them less, we can receive them more as gifts. And the things that he asks us to give away, well, we'll find more freedom and joy having given them away than we had when we were so attached to them. So today, as we encounter the Lord, who is the light of the nations, the light of the world, we encounter the one who loves to give us life and life in abundance. So let's, in our hearts, try to welcome him tonight. Into our hearts, if we're receiving Holy Communion, let's welcome him into our bodies, asking him really to make himself at home in our lives and in our hearts, so that he can bring us what we really desire: joy, peace, and freedom.